Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, Sunday, Monday, whatever it is for you people. I'm Andy Dorf. Yes, it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, man. Get at me. Let's talk about the weekend that was. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can check out my website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. A lot to get into, people. A lot to get into. When you think about the March Madness tournament coming to an end, obviously that will be Monday night when the Villanova Wildcats play the Michigan Wolverines, man. And that's going to be an interesting matchup. And the way that both those teams got through their games on Saturday was very impressive. Very impressive the way they got through. Villanova just came out on fire. And Michigan had to battle back twice, down 10 points in the second half, to get an eventual victory. So really good stuff. We'll talk all about that. Obviously, the NBA playoffs are coming in hot, man. They're coming in very hot. The NHL playoffs are coming in hot. Major League Baseball is just getting warmed up, people. It's here. Opening day has come and went. Just an amazing weekend of baseball. When you think about some of the ways that teams won games, walk-off fashion, bats were cracking, home runs were happening right away, and then thinking about what's to come, wow, man, the Masters is right around the corner, too. So, holy cow, just so many things happening in the sports world. I do want to get into it with you. Again, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I want to talk sports with you. I'll be here for hours. I can't wait to get into it with you. So, again, man, let's talk about the weekend that was in the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Save up to 50% off on over 200 floors at Lumber Liquidators' end of quarter clearance sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, like vinyl plank and Woodlook tile, up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from just 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance at your local store. Plus special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
What's up, people? Get at me. Let's talk some sports. 1-800-878-7529. Yes, I am Andy Dorf, and you're always hanging out with me here on the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. I love talking sports with you people. I really do. I'm going to go through some of the scores, and then I'll get into some of the March Madness because that is heavily on my mind. But baseball scores from around the day, the Twins all over the Orioles, 7-0. Blue Jays, 7-4 over the Yankees, who I expect big things from throughout the season, and I think everybody does. Cardinals, St. Louis, get it done over the Mets. And some people think the Mets might be a pretty good baseball team. We'll have to see. I kind of want to see how that all shakes out. But I think the Central, where the Cardinals play, the Brewers, the Cubs, that's going to be a really, really fun race throughout. Red Sox on top of the Rays, 2-1. J.D. Martinez having a little bit of an impact already for those guys. And believe me, we know about J.D. and what he can do here in Phoenix, Arizona. Cubs get blanked by the Marlins, 6-0. Pirates, 1-0 over the Tigers. Astros, 8-2 over the Rangers. Angels, 7-4 over the Athletics. Look out for the Angels. We'll see if they can keep things together this year. I think it's a make or break year for them, to be quite honest with you. I've thought that for a while. I don't know why things haven't happened there, but I really think this is a huge year for the Angels, and they do get it done over the Athletics, like I said, 74. Mariners, 5-4 over the Indians. Nationals, 6-5 over the Reds. 8-6 Pirates over the Tigers. Giants winning. They get beat by the Dodgers finally. You know, the Dodgers have gotten out slow when you think about it. 9-0, though, they beat the Giants. And the Giants, interesting how, you know what, they got out of the gate pretty good. And I really expect the National League West. I think that should be a fun race throughout. Diamondbacks pitching staff intact from all last year. Obviously, a few different pieces there as far as the relief and the bullpen goes. But the starters, all the same for them. So the Diamondbacks should be in it all the way throughout. Let's get you some NBA scores, too, real quickly. The Sixers continue to win without Joel Embiid, 119-102 over the Hornets. Wizards go down to the Bulls, 113-94, and that's just big because of playoff positioning for the Wizards. Spurs go down 100-83, they win 100-83 over the Rockets, who were on a really good roll until they went into San Antonio and then obviously got beat pretty badly. Pacers beat the Clippers, 111-104. Hawks on top of the Magic, 94-88. The Pistons get it done over the Nets, 108-96. Mavericks lose to the Cavaliers, 98-87. Thunder on top of the Pelicans. Big win for them there. Pelicans, man, just kind of hanging on to the playoff spot there, by the way. 109-104, Thunder on the road, get it done. A big day from Russell Westbrook, by the way. 26-15-13 for that young man. Jazz, 121-97 over the T-Wolves. The Bucks lose a heartbreaker, man, and this one was ugly. If you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, I'd love to hear from you, man. Seriously, 1-800-878-7529. Bucks seem to be underachieving a little bit, to my personal opinion. 125-128, they lose to the Nuggets in overtime. Crazy play at the end of the game, fouling a guy, giving him a chance to shoot three free throws, putting it into overtime. Just a terrible way to lose a basketball game. Warriors beat the Suns. That would have been embarrassing if they didn't. 117-107. It was kind of close when you think about it. Trailblazers, 113-98 over the Grizz. And then the Lakers lose by one to the Kings, 84-83. Some of the scores, that's from the Major League Baseball and NBA. Again, I love thoughts. I love opinions. Love to hear from you people. 1-800-878-7529. Milwaukee Buck fan, how disappointed are you? That was a disappointing loss, like a seriously disappointing loss. That was terrible. You can't have that kind of a loss. That's the kind of a loss where people get fired, ultimately, seriously. People get fired. Real quickly, I just want to go through the standings in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference as they sit right now. Toronto has a two-game lead over Boston, which, by the way, they've crept back into this thing and kept it interesting for the last week of play because they were about five games back a week ago or so, now just two games back. So that's somewhat interesting. Cleveland in the three spot, the Sixers in the four spot, Pacers in the five spot, Wizards in the six spot, Miami and Milwaukee just keep juggling back and forth. Miami's in the seven spot right now, Milwaukee in the eight spot. Could have really helped themselves when you think about it with a victory against the Denver Nuggets, but didn't happen. Rockets with a six-game advantage, holding the one seed all throughout the NBA right now, having the best record. Golden State in the two spot. Portland in the three spot, and they've played fantastic, man. They really have. What a great tandem they have. Lillard and McCollum. Unbelievable tandem of guards that they have there for Portland. San Antonio back up in the four spot. Oklahoma City in the five spot. Utah in the six spot. And what can we say about Utah? What a turnaround Utah has had this season. Like, seriously. They came out of the gates so cold, so bad. But they figured out a way to put things together. And that's what's been interesting about the NBA this year. Lots of teams have been able to put together double-digit winning streaks. And they've been able to do it multiple times. The Houston Rockets have done it. The Trailblazers have done it. Other teams have done it as well. Boston, Toronto. So it seems like there's been a lot of interesting streaks. But finishing this out, speaking of the Western Conference, the Jazz, like I said, in six, Minnesota seven, New Orleans hanging on to that seven spot, and Denver helping themselves by getting a victory over the Bucks, getting themselves within a game of the playoffs. Clippers two games back, and the Western Conference in general, they're going to have two teams that don't make the playoffs that would have made the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Remember that. Two of these teams that won't make it, like the Denver Nuggets, who are 42-35, and then the Clippers, who are 41-36, would have been in the Eastern Conference Eastern Conference playoff race, at least right now. But anyways, so when you think about the NBA and how things are playing out, different teams are at the top. Toronto Raptors or the Boston Celtics, who, by the way, last year had the number one seed, so they've been there before, but this would be nice for Toronto. The Cleveland Cavaliers, as bad as they've been, they're 17 games over 500. They're 47-30. They're going to win their 50 games. They're going to win 50 games. And we're so critical about LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers that they're not playing that well. They're going to win 50 games, though. So at the end of the day, they're not as bad as you thought that they really were either. And will they be able to turn it up for the playoffs? Gosh, man, something seriously tells me that LeBron has one more good run in him. And what makes me disappointed about that is because I really like the Toronto Raptors. I really think that they are a team that has gone through some of those bumps and bruises, and they may be at the point where they're ready to take on that responsibility of being a number one seed and having people come after them. But when it's LeBron that's coming after you, and if it's LeBron when he doesn't win the MVP, because I really think James Harden's going to win that award. And let's talk a little bit real quickly about that, because I know I got to take a break in a couple minutes. But I want your thoughts, people. I really want to hear from you, the fan, the listener. You know that's how the Dorf Man is. I love interacting with you about the sports world at 1-800-878-7529. Or you can always hit me up and we can have a conversation on Twitter. You know that. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out my website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. But when you look at that Western Conference, this is a new look too. Because the Golden State Warriors have been a team that's been winning 65 games and just tearing up this league. They had the injury bug this year. And that's the one wild card when I really think about the NBA playoffs. The wild card is who is going to be healthy? Because Golden State has been a mess. That's why they've only won 56 games. Quinn Cook, I mean, they got guys out there that would not see the floor, but they're getting some valuable minutes. And they got valuable minutes in Boston, too, when I think about it. So I think that you can make an argument a little bit both ways. Like, these teams are struggling, yes, and they're coming into the playoffs a little bit beat up. But they've also given guys that haven't had a chance to play much some opportunity to play and build some confidence. So I think it may bode well for both these guys, the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Larkin can ball. Quinn can ball. Dude, like, he can hit shots. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. Again, get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the sports world, man. Let's recap what happened over the weekend. Or hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And again, check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back, everybody. It is the weekend recap, and you're hanging out with Andy Dorf on the Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Love my people from SB Nation Radio. Love the people on XM Sirius. Love the people however you are listening to be quite honest with you. And it's always nice when I can get your perspective and your thoughts and your opinions about what's going on in the sports world. And I know everybody's tired from the weekend. It was a busy weekend, if you will. A busy weekend in the sports world, too. And I know that you have thoughts and you have opinions about what you saw or what you didn't see. Which, by the way, man, I saw something really cool that I want to share with you. And it's not something that, I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of women's sports. And it's not for any real reason other than there's only so many hours in the day, man. And you can only take in so many different things. I read about a lot of different things, but actually putting my eyes on something doesn't happen that often when I'm watching women's sports. But I did check out the women's basketball Final Four and the women's basketball final game. And I'll tell you what, no jokes. No jokes whatsoever. These girls play hard. They play tough. And it is a lot of fun to watch them play. Like, no joke whatsoever. I truly enjoyed watching the semifinal games. I mean, how awesome is it and how often does it happen to see UConn lose? That doesn't happen. And the fact that Notre Dame was able to get by them in overtime, and which, by the way, both of those semifinal games in the women's went overtime. The fact that they were able to get by them, right, and then they play a Mississippi State team that played an incredible semifinal game themselves to get to the final. You had two number one seeds meeting up in the final game. It wasn't UConn, but it was two number one seeds. And I'll tell you what, the Fighting Irish came through. They prevailed on a buzzer beater. This girl hits the shot of her life. It's the shot of anybody's life, but she hits the shot of her life to win this game 61-58. And the coolest thing about this story I'm about to tell you is the young lady is from the great state of Wisconsin, which is where the Dorf Man is actually from. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, but growing up as a kid, grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So this girl gets it done, hits a crazy buzzer beater triple, and Notre Dame wins 61-58. The reason I'm bringing this up, for a couple reasons, to be honest with you. Number one, because it was a fantastic basketball game. And the women's game all throughout the weekend was awesome. They left everything out on the court. They had fantastic finishes. It was everything you could ever ask for. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we have gotten to the final game on Monday night for the men's college basketball tournament. And the weekend that took place was Villanova really flexing their muscles, really taking it to a very good Kansas Jayhawk team that maybe overachieved to a certain degree this season. And the fact that they were able to get to the Final Four in the first place was flat out good enough, to be quite honest with you. And there is no shame in the fact that you went down to the Villanova Wildcats. That is a very good basketball team. Flat out, nobody can say anything different. Jay Wright has those dudes ready to play. Sometimes it may take them 20 minutes to figure you out, but they always come to play and they are very prepared. So the fact that Kansas went down to Villanova, I'm not necessarily surprised. Am I a little surprised that Villanova shot the ball extremely well? 18 of 40, by the way, 18 of 40 from three-point land. That's 45% for those of you that can't do quick math. That's pretty unbelievable. That's pretty hard to beat. Kansas gave it everything they had. They did, man. They gave it everything they had. They just didn't have enough in the tank. So I was really, really not surprised at the outcome that Villanova was able to get through Kansas. Was I upset? Sure, because I wanted to see a better basketball game. My brother went to Kansas. I was rooting for them. But I was also just really happy that Kansas was able to make it to the Final Four. And that was a team that just got better all season long, too. But Villanova, man, oh, man. What can you say about Villanova? Very good basketball team. I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica. I'm going to get to him in just a moment. 1-800-878-7529, people. Let's get on board. Let's talk sports. But real quickly before I jump out, Michigan had to come back not once but twice against Loyola Chicago in the second half of that basketball game. So when you look at the two teams that are matching up Monday night, well, I'll tell you what, Michigan's not going to quit, people. They're not going to quit. Are they going to be able to get it done? We don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Are there ways for them to achieve it? Sure. Absolutely. But that test is going to be real tough and real tall. Talking about Villanova. It's a good basketball team. Beilein will have his guys ready too, though, by the way. He will. He's a good coach. Been there a long time. I think these two guys together, 28 years. Maybe 11 for Beilein and 17 for Jay Wright. It's a long time, man. It's a long time. Two championship games each, too, I think. A little difference in age, maybe 65 to 56, something like that. Anyways, let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, obviously, you know who I am, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind tonight, brother?
Well, actually, I kind of took the day off, to be honest. we were able to watch the Michigan-Loyola game, and that was wonderful. And then we went into second night theater, and that kind of like took it all out of me. And so I figured, you know, I'll just take the day off. And then what happens? Wham! You've got like one of the greatest games, this women's game. I mean, this shit goes in the Mamba mode. What a fantastic finish. And I'm just watching highlights. I wasn't watching sports. Because I said, you know what? I'm going to take it off because next week I got the ultimate Sunday. And I'm going to preview it for you now. Ready?
Yeah.
You got the Masters final round. It will end at about 3 to 3:30 Pacific. And then WrestleMania at 4 p.m., baby. I will be calling you next Sunday morning with a WrestleMania preview. And we will be going through matches. I'm telling you, it'll be cool. It's almost like it's the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? The Masters into WrestleMania. I know that's a week from now. We can talk about after WrestleMania at this time, 7 days from right now. But I had to take the day off. After two Seders, man. It was great. Happy Easter to all you that are taking care of Easter. Those of you in Pesach, you know what? I hope you had a nice Passover. You know, it was great. I wasn't getting back to the basketball. We were watching part of the Villanova game, and they came out. You know what, Villanova? They always make a run. I mean, who makes a run in the first 5 minutes? you know, and then you just can't catch up. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, that this team just makes runs, and they just, bam, punch Kansas in the mouth, and that was it. Game over.
Like, yeah, no.
Has Villanova been tested at all in this entire tournament? I mean,
yeah, West Virginia tested them for the first half, and then Jay Wright and the guys went to the locker room and they figured it out. And but that's what I like about Villanova, man. You brought up a great point. Villanova's had to play different styles throughout this whole tournament. They were able to adapt quicker and faster than anybody. And you're right, man. When they hit you in the mouth, you feel it.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, I picked Villanova to win, although I'm not gonna win my bracket because I was actually at Villanova-Gonzaga in the final, although I wasn't too far off with Michigan, which is probably pretty cool. And I was at the Madison Square Garden when Michigan won actually the semifinal for the Big Ten tournament. So I saw this team. This team was garbage early in the year. But I got to tell
Mitch, do me a favor. Hang tight with me through the break. I got to take a hard break here, so stick with me through the break, and I'll bring you back up on the other side, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. Thoughts and opinions, you know, they're encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But keep it close, everybody. I'll be back. I'm going to rap about the sports world. It's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people, let's talk sports. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I got Mitch in Santa Monica, but believe me, man, I can take more calls. I love talking sports with you people. And by the way, you can always catch me on the network early in the morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Every Sunday morning, you can catch the Dorf on Sports Radio Show. And then you can catch me all week long in Phoenix, Arizona, too, by the way, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And that one is NBCSports1060.com for you people all over the place. Again, love my people on SB Nation Radio. Love my people on XM Sirius. Love my people however you are listening to me. Love you people. All right, let's jump back out to Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you were in the middle of a thought, man, so take yourself back into that moment, and let's talk back about what you were talking with me in the sports world just a moment ago, brother.
Loving the people. The people love Dorf on Sports. I mean, come on now, really. The people love Dorf on Sports. Well, the moment I was in, it was just kind of a collective moment of all of sports. And you know what? For those of you who've ever left games early, and I left a game early once in 1972 when my dad took me to a Milwaukee Bucks game. And we left early, and we were playing the Chicago Bulls, and the Bucks rallied and came back. And from that day on, I learned never leave a game early. I don't know if you guys know what happened in San Diego on Friday with the top of the ninth, Brewers down.
Yep.
And they rallied with five runs and with two outs, two strikes, Ryan Braun cranks a three-run homer to send the Brewers for the second win, and they win again, and now they're 3-0. I mean, you know, today's a travel day, and then we're going to play St. Louis and start playing some division games. But my goodness gracious. Talk about an exciting day on that. I mean, my
no,
gosh,
you're right.
You know.
You're right. Hey, you're right. Let me bring something up too here, man. So check this out. Check this out. That you bring up an awesome point. So that's like Milwaukee or Wisconsin sports in a nutshell, because you had Ryan Braun bringing that excitement, like you said, down to the last strike. They wind up going on to win 8-6 over San Diego that day. Then you have the Bucks playing Denver. And they're winning the basketball game, right? And they find a way to absolutely blow the basketball game, right? They absolutely blow it. They go into overtime. They wind up losing the game and not being able to punch their ticket for the playoffs quite yet because they didn't get that victory. So, you know what? You have the great part of what you said in the beginning, and then there's the agony of sports and defeat as well on the backside, because the Milwaukee Bucks really let the Denver Nuggets off the hook, man.
There's one thing about sports. Is that you can write a script and you can think it is the most outlandish, ridiculous thing. And what really is going to happen will make your script look like reality. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up in the tournament. How beautiful the Loyola Chicago run was. You know, you get these characters like Sister Jean or these players that, you know, they're not going to play on the next level. You know, but we're seeing, you know, all this great stuff. I mean, you know, like you say, the Bucks, they go and they beat Golden State, and then they lose to Denver. They can't punch their ticket. They're on the bubble. And I know we're talking a little bit Milwaukee stuff, but, you know, it's just basically stuff in general. And now, like I said, we got a big week coming up. I mean, what's going to happen? Can you imagine if Tiger's in the running on Sunday? Next week on Sunday, this country's going to be on fire if Tiger's
in
the running.
No, you're right.
I hope it. You know,
no,
there's
you're right.
One person, as much as people like don't like Tiger, if there is one person who is the most key figure in sport, in their history of sport, it's Tiger Woods. Don't give me Wilt. Don't give me LeBron. Don't give me Mickey Mantle. Don't give me Babe Ruth. There is one person who transcends his sport more than others, and it is Tiger Woods, and we are living in it. And I just hope he can come through and get rise to the greatness. And if he can win the Masters, this country and sports world will be set afire. People would forget about baseball. People would forget about baseball. In fact, I would probably miss the first couple hours of WrestleMania because he would win. You know, after that. But I'm serious. We need Tiger Woods to win the Masters this year. And it will then bring golf back. I mean, there's a lot of great players, a lot of great stories. I know you guys can debate me all you want about these other guys. You know what? Tiger is the man. We need him to come back. You know what? Jack won it late in his career. We're starting to get late in Tiger's career. He has an opportunity, and that's what we need is these type of stories. For Tiger to win, I mean, he's an underdog in a way. I mean, he's almost won. He hasn't won yet. But for him to come back now and get his game back there, that's what the sports world needs. It's going to be a very exciting week, and hopefully he can live up to it and at least make the cut and be in contention. You know what? I will never take my eye off Tiger if he's within 8 shots of the lead on Sunday. Tiger in red, trouble ahead.
Hey, good stuff, man. Great call as always, Mitch, man. I'm glad you had a good Passover weekend and just enjoyed yourself, brother, because that's what life is all about. So always
great.
Love your
we
thoughts, love your opinions, man.
We had 21 at the table last night, and we were rocking out to very, very wild Seder, man. It was killing. We were killing it. So
all right, so hey,
day off for it. But tomorrow,
all right, so no worries.
I have,
yeah, hey, before
tomorrow,
I let you
Villanova.
Go. Hey, who wins? Who wins? Michigan or Nova Monday night?
And to be honest, I have not watched much of Nova's games because I've turned them off. But I've watched a lot of Michigan's because they've been exciting. Everyone has watched the left side of the bracket because the right side of the bracket has just been terrible because it's just gone chalk. So how can you not go against Villanova? The only thing is that you said they've only been tested for one half. I mean, you know, if they punch Michigan in the mouth, and by the way, Michigan, remember, they were down to Loyola Chicago. I mean, this is Villanova. These guys have won it in the last few years, and, you know, Raleigh died last August. So this is the perfect year for them to win it again. All the stars are aligned for Villanova to win this year. As much as it'd be nice for Michigan, you know, it's like, I hate Michigan, but I can't hate this team because, you know, I love rooting for the underdog. But I think it's going to be Villanova, and I think it's going to be Villanova big. That's what I think. I hate to say it. You know, I was thinking that the Villanova Kansas game was going to be like the national championship. That was just terrible. I mean, my God, we looked at it like. Let's start the Seder, for God's sake. You know? I mean, my God. This thing is...
Hey.
I gotta get to dinner. So anyway, have a great week, Andy. All you listeners out there, sorry we were doing a little Milwaukee talk, but you know what? That's what it is. Happy holidays, everybody. Next week, Masters and WrestleMania.
Awesome stuff. Mitch in Santa Monica. I love that guy, man. 1-800-878-7529. I love talking sports with you people. SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM. Just get at me, man. I will give you the same type of forum that I let Mitch have, man. That's just the way I roll, man. I love talking sports. And I know that people have all kinds of opinions and takes. The Dorf Man will let you vent. That's what I'll let you do. I'll let you vent. So if you're upset about something that happened with your squad, you let me know. He brought up some good points, though. Like, he seriously brought up a few good points. And the Tiger point, again, man, I love Tiger Woods. Nobody loves Tiger Woods more than me. I love Tiger Woods. Do I question whether or not he can perform at that unbelievable level? No. I don't. I just don't believe it. Can he get there maybe one round out of four? Yeah. Yeah. And like he says, oh, he's 8 shots down on Sunday. I'm still watching. I don't know if I'm still watching because I think that Tiger can come back to the field if he's 8 shots behind. I just don't know if I think he can raise his level and get there. I don't know. I'm not sold on it. Do I think it would be a great story? Absolutely. Absolutely it would be a great story. because we all love seeing people come back. We all love seeing people do something after they get a second or a third chance and having success. So I would love to see what Mitch was talking about and to see Tiger's greatness one more time. If it was just one more time and it happened to be at the Masters, so be it, man. I'd be totally cool with that. But again, I question whether that body, that back, all of the mental and physical fatigue that that dude has gone through, can he still do it? I don't know. I don't know. I've got to see it to believe it. That's kind of where I'm at now, because I've thought three or four times before that Tiger could come back, and he's fooled me, and he's fooled the public. So either there's a real pulse on what's going on, and that's why the guy's 10-1 and basically a favorite to win this thing, or is he closer to the 100-1 that he was before a couple of good tournaments? Me personally, I think it's somewhere in between. I don't think he should be a favorite to win this tournament, but I don't think he should be 100-1 either. Real quickly, I want to give you my take on the final game of the men's tournament, which has been absolutely fantastic. It really has. And again, the weekend is always great too. The weekend of sports is just awesome. But the game that's coming Monday night, this is a game that's either going to be just flat out unbelievably entertaining, and Michigan is going to shock many people. But with that being said, the spread is only 6.5. So people think Michigan can hang, but will they be able to get over the hump? And Villanova is going to come at you in waves. That is true. Villanova hits you, and sometimes they hit you really hard. 18 for 40 from three-point range. I mean, that speaks volumes. That team can shoot. And it's not one guy, man. It's like five guys that can shoot the three ball. I don't think Michigan has five guys that can shoot the three ball. At least not as consistently as Villanova does. So I think the key to me really is make Villanova take two-point shots. Because if they expose you and they open up the offense where they're just getting open looks, which is what happened against Kansas. They had a lot of open looks. I think Michigan will have something up their sleeve is what I'm trying to say. I think this is a competitive game. Somehow, some way, they find a way to keep this thing relatively competitive. Do they win this game? I don't think so. But again, that's why they're going to play this game, people. Because I and you and everybody else doesn't really know. I can tell you till I'm blue in the face what I think could happen and how it may happen. But then again, what happens on the floor could be completely different than what I say. So my advice, watch. Enjoy. It's the last college basketball game of the year. Why not take one more night and enjoy what those kids bring out on the floor? I think it's Villanova winning the title, but who knows? We'll see what happens. And I'm thinking something like 85-72, 85-74. So I do think they're going to cover that 6-point spread too, 6.5. But that's why they play the game. That's why they lace them up. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back one final time. Again, man, you're hanging out with Andy Dorf. The weekend recap. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people, real quickly, a couple of scores from around the NHL, and then I'm going to get back into a couple thoughts about the final game, March Madness, Villanova playing Michigan. But the Bruins go down to the Flyers in overtime, 4-3. Predators, 4-1 over the Lightning. Canadians go down to the Devils 2-1. Capitals 3-1 over the Penguins, and the Ducks taking care of the Avalanche in overtime 4-3. Again, just want to get your my last thought of opinions about what's going to happen on Monday night. But real quickly, you can check me out obviously every Sunday morning 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on the network. Obviously the Dorf on Sports radio show. You can catch that show locally in Phoenix, Arizona, NBC Sports 1060.com, anywhere in the world, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then obviously you can always catch me late night right here, SB Nation Radio, XM Sirius, all these other places. 10 p.m. Pacific time is when I start this show, the weekend and recap on Sports Overnight America. But real quickly, man, Villanova, I think they get it done. I really do. Jay Wright just has those guys so well prepared. Beilein, he'll have them ready. I know he will. But do they have the athleticism? Do they have the ability to hit shots the way that Villanova can come at you in waves? I don't necessarily know. I really don't know that. So I'll have to see how the whole game plays out. But I really think Michigan has a very good game plan for Villanova. They come ready. They come prepared and just give it everything they have. And hopefully we have ourselves an awesome final game for the college season of men's basketball, because truth be told, the tournament has been awesome. So let's hope that we have another moment with the final game, Villanova and Michigan. Anyways, I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Obviously got to thank the callers, got to thank Scott for putting up with me and hanging with me, obviously, and he does everything for me on the other side of the glass, so I really appreciate him. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. I love talking to you here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody. I'll talk to you next week.